The proposed slogan causing a stir is "In God We Trust." Senator Glenn Grothman is the co-sponsor.
You know, there's 16 states right now who have license plates of that nature. And it's really a shame that people in so many other states are able to put "In God We Trust" on the plates. In Wisconsin, you can't.
What you have to do to get a special license plate is pay an additional $15 registration fee and sometimes donate $25 to a cause. In the case of "In God We Trust," Grothman says the donations would go to the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. If the state moves ahead with the plan, Annie Laurie Gaylor says her group may sue. She's co-founder of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. It advocates for separation of church and state.
The framers of our Constitution adopted an entirely godless Constitution, and I think they would be rolling in their graves.
Earlier this year, Gaylor's group sued the federal government, demanding it remove the words "In God We Trust" from U.S. currency.
Why does government need to buttress religion, and why do religious people constantly try to use the government to promote their personal views?
Gaylor says lawyers for the foundation will be on hand at today's public hearing. Republican Glenn Grothman says the threat of legal action won't deter him from pushing his plan through the legislature.
There was a lawsuit filed when Indiana did this, and recently it was upheld. So there was no problem down there, and I don't know why there'd be a problem in Wisconsin.
The Assembly Transportation Committee will also listen to opinions about three other proposed license plate slogans. Another of Grothman's reads, "Choose Life." Donations from that plate would go to the group Choose Life Wisconsin. The other two would benefit Wisconsin Trout Unlimited and the ALS Association. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.